Hello, 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 hello. All right, guys, we're here today. I'm your host, Frank Beard, and we are tuning in to 69 Stock Market. And I want y'all to say hello straight from the ground, y'all. I want to thank everybody for joining in today and recognizing that we have a brand new show here. We are starting fresh off the ground, but we ain't gonna waste no time. We're gonna get right to it. First thing I want to talk about is Apple. Apple is well known for its product making over the years. Where is this company going and how far will its stock grow? Will its stock grow to the next level? It's already at 123 for the high of today. So $123 per stock right now, y'all. Now you want to get technical, $123.84. is where the stock market is at right now for this stock. Apple is doing amazing things and heading for the future. So I expect this stock to go up even more as time goes on. If you haven't got in by now, ooh, you missed out on a bungle. I missed out on a bungle. I wish I could have got in when it was 8 cents a share. But right now, it's $123 a share on this stock right here. And for those of y'all that got in early on Apple, ooh, praise the Lord to you. I tell you, boy, you're about as happy as a baby's ass. But we're going to keep it moving. Excuse me for the language there. But we're going to keep it moving. My Apple is up 3.15% today. It opened at 120, and the high for today is 123.84. Its market cap is $2.8 trillion. Now, you tell me, Apple ain't doing this thing. Apple doing its thing, y'all. Get some understanding. I'm telling you right now. So that's Apple. Just giving you a little summary of what's going on. Moving on to the next one. The next one is CRISPR. This might be kind of new to some people, but this company has been moving in the last year or two at a great level. CRISPR is a therapeutic marketing, almost like a indoor healthcare. They are working on DNA products that's going to make everything change. The market will change in the next couple of years and would pave the way for new research to be done and to be made with this product. See, this is a gene editing system that they put together where if cancer, diabetes, and things of that like will no longer be an issue in the American way because the technology has grown so much that they're going to be able to take these new technology, learning techniques, and are going to be able to open up a whole new world to medicine. See, cancer would be the thing of the past because when you get cancer, you better go and they'll be able to edit your DNA. Go in there and take your gene and edify it a little bit better so that it can basically cut out that gene that's causing that problem and connect the two ends together to not make that problem a problem anymore. So there it is. CRISPR is a therapeutic medicine technique that deals with gene editing and is the future of medicine. You're going to see a lot about this in the next 3 to 5 years. You're going to see some things that's going to be unbelievable. You're not going to believe that this is what's happening, but with the knowledge going higher and higher, people getting understanding, doing research and studying, they're coming up with ways to put an end to all this death. People are not going to be dying at 70, 80 years old no more. They're going to be living to 100, 120, 130 years old. It's, I know some people say, oh, that's not, it's 100% possible with gene editing. So we're going to be talking about that more as time goes on and the future shows. But right now, I just want to give you an update of what's going on these three topics right here. That's number two. Now we're going to number three, which is, you know, the grocery store chain, Walmart. Everybody got to eat. Everybody got to get to the next level of this this food industrial. is changing at an alarming rate. Grocery stores will be the thing of the past, because just like gene editing, the supermarket is editing too, where it's coming to a point where you're going to go in one day and there will be no cashiers. And then the next thing you know, there won't be no more stores, because everything will be online and you will be buying your food online, being delivered to your house, causing for a more healthier and safer environment. So, you know, in a little while, you don't have to worry about not having a car to get to the grocery store. All you got to have is your computer, and you're going to be able to do all your shopping right there, and it'll come to your house, and all you got to do is be home to open the door. And if you ain't home, they go put it on the steps, porch, wherever they go put it, but you go get your groceries. But I advise you to be home. Walmart stock right now is at 132. So each stock costs you $132 if you want to get in on Walmart stock. Now, I don't know how far that's going to go up, and I don't know if it's going to go back down. But Walmart, I don't see it disappearing nowhere. So I believe that it's going to stay somewhere in between that 130 and maybe 190 stock range for the next 5 to 7 years. And then as things get more simplified, then, you know, it might come down another 10%. But Walmart ain't going nowhere for those that think it is. Now, that some of the jobs is going somewhere, they're going out the door, because basically all they're going to need after that is stockers and deliverers. So times are changing. People need to prepare themselves. Time is really changing. That's why I picked these three stocks: Walmart, CRISPR, and Apple. Because all of them is making mega changes that's going to happen in your life today. Now, we got to have understanding when it comes to the stock market. So every day or every other day, I'm going to post up on something new. So maybe twice a week or three times a week, I will be coming on to 69 Stock Market and giving updates on latest stock, what's going on with certain companies, what's the future, what's behind us, and what's in front of us. So with that being said, I'm your host, Frank Beard, and this is 69 Stock Market, and we are going to prosper. If you win, you win. If you ain't, you ain't. Peace.